Drum buffer rope. Drum buffer rope, DBR, is the method of scheduling in the theory of constraints, TOC. It enables material and required capacity to be planned simultaneously. TOC looks at everything as a linked process. Therefore, even its scheduling system is designed to recognize bottlenecks and develop a schedule that minimizes the impact of constraints on the overall process or flow. The idea of balancing overall flow and maintaining steady work at all stations is important to the theory of constraints. Organizations use DBR scheduling to identify and schedule constraints carefully. Buffer constraints with inventory. Maximize utilization at bottlenecks or constrained resources. Maximize system throughput. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines drum buffer rope and related terms. Drum buffer rope, DBR, the theory of constraints method for scheduling and managing operations that have an internal constraint or capacity constrained resource. Resource limited scheduling. The scheduling of activities so that predetermined resource availability pools are not exceeded. Activities are started as soon as resources are available, with respect to logical constraints as required by the activity. When not enough of a resource exists to accommodate all activities scheduled on a given day, a priority decision is made. Project finish may be delayed, if necessary, to alter schedules constrained by resource usage. Resource limited schedule. Project schedule with no early or late start or finish dates. The activity and scheduled start and finish dates show the expected availability of resources. SIN, resource constrained schedule. Note that resource limited scheduling and resource constrained scheduling are synonyms for drum buffer rope scheduling. A resource limited schedule is also called a resource constrained schedule. Drum buffer rope gets its name from the following TOC elements. Quoted portions are from the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary. Drum, in theory of constraints, the constraint is viewed as a drum. And non-constraints are like soldiers in an army who march in unison to the drumbeat. The resources in a plant should perform in unison with the drumbeat set by the constraint. The drum of the system refers to the necessary pace of production that is focused around the pace of throughput as defined by the constraint. The drum is similar to, but not the same as, takt time. The drum is the master production schedule for an organization using drum buffer rope scheduling, and it becomes the constraint, because this rate of production is set to match either the rate of demand, when sales is the constraint, or the rate of the constraint. Note that the drum is intended to avoid the queue and wait lead times that exist in conventional manufacturing planning and control. Rather than pre-releasing orders and forming queues before a work center and waiting after the work center, production is initiated by the drum, so queues and waiting should not form. Buffers will instead provide the similar benefit of reducing uncertainty, but in a more deliberate fashion so as not to add to total lead time. The drum schedule is defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as the detailed production schedule for a resource that sets the pace for the entire system. The drum schedule must reconcile the customer requirements with the system's constraint, S, buffer. The buffer is defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as 1. A quantity of materials awaiting further processing. It can refer to raw materials, semi-finished stores or hold points, or a work backlog that is purposely maintained behind a work center. 2. In theory of constraints, buffers can be time or material, and they support throughput and or due date performance. A buffer could be raw materials, work in process, WIP, or finished goods, but is actually a time buffer based on timed release of appropriate material into the relevant process. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a time buffer as protection against uncertainty that takes the form of time. Since it is so important that the constraint never be starved for needed inventory, a time buffer is often established in front of the constraint and in a few other places to protect the constraint from disruption. It is a time buffer because the materials the constraint uses as input are completed earlier than they are needed. Thus, the buffer does not consist of an inventory of general parts, but rather parts allocated to future orders. The duration of the time buffer will be based on the amount of variability in production or purchasing. For example, a 3-day time buffer would require all materials to be at the constraint buffer 3 days before they are actually needed. There are often 3 time buffers: the constraint buffer just before the bottleneck, the assembly buffer just before final assembly, and the shipping buffer just before shipping. Buffer management is needed to monitor and control these buffers. It is defined in ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as, in theory of constraints, a process in which all expediting in a shop is driven by what is scheduled to be in the buffers, constraint shipping, and assembly buffers. By expediting this material into the buffers, the system helps avoid idleness at the constraint and missed customer due dates. In addition, the reasons items are missing from the buffer are identified, and the frequency of occurrence is used to prioritize improvement activities. C. Green zone. A raw materials inventory buffer could also be placed before raw materials, for example, to ensure that, in the case of variations in supply, production will not be interrupted.
Row.
One of the three devices required for proper management of operations. The other two are drum and buffer. The rope is the information flow from the drum to the front of the line. Material release, which chokes the release of materials to match the flow through the constraint. The analogy is that the rope pulls production to the constraint for necessary processing. One cannot push a rope. One can only pull it. While this may imply a Kanban-type pull system, it is often done using a well-coordinated release of material into the system at the right time. Instead of a demand pull signal, the signal is the throughput rate at the constraint. Imagine that all WIP inventory is attached to a long rope and that the constraint process is pulling on the rope at the rate needed to match its production, neither faster nor slower. This will not only keep the constraint busy, but it will keep the time buffers from growing longer or shorter, given some active management. If the constraint area is improved, such as by increasing its utilization rate, the throughput rate can likewise be increased. If the area experiences delays or has too many setups, overall throughput will be slowed. However, this is just a metaphor. The scheduler will still need to coordinate the release of materials into the system to maintain buffers. Drum buffer rope helps organizations visualize a system's constraints, as illustrated in Exhibit 7-52. Exhibit 7-52, drum buffer rope scheduling. Every production system needs some control points, or points to control the flow of product through the system. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a control point as, in theory of constraints, a strategic location in the logical product structure for a product or family that simplifies the planning, scheduling, and control functions. Control points include gating operations, convergent points, divergent points, constraints, and shipping points. Detailed scheduling instructions are planned, implemented, and monitored at these locations, allowing materials to flow rapidly through the facility without detailed work center scheduling and control. The theory of constraints argues that the most important place to control is WIP at the bottleneck. Raw material moves to work center E at the rate dictated by the drum or bottleneck, which is market demand in this example. However, the capacity constrained resource, CCR, or potential bottleneck, is work center C, which has only a slightly higher rate of production than demand. A time buffer is placed ahead of the CCR at work center C to ensure that it always has supply. In the exhibit, this buffer is shown as having a 5-hour lead time. Assume that this is the amount of time to ensure that work center C has enough material at all times to continue producing at 75 units per hour, the market demand. Finished goods inventory can also be placed at the shipping dock as a buffer. And here we assume that a 3-hour lead time is what is needed for shipping. This would mean that the finished goods would arrive at the shipping dock 3 hours before they need to be shipped. Finally, there may be feeder processes that do not contain the constraint, but feed into that process, such as the sequence shown from F to G to H. And these may have an assembly buffer. A 7-hour buffer is shown here for illustration to ensure that the subassemblies can enter the process at the rate they are needed so as not to become the constraint. The assumptions of drum buffer rope are that the master production schedule should be developed so that it is within the constraints of the system. Drum. The throughput of the system must be protected through time buffers at critical points of the system. Buffer. The protection at each resource should be linked to the drumbeat, rope. Market demand as constraint. There are times when the constraint is not internal. For example, when there is insufficient demand for a company's product or service. For example, demand is far below the system's capacity and the market is constraining the system's throughput. This is an external market constraint. When the market is the constraint, one would use a simplified drum buffer rope, SDBR, for planning and scheduling. An example of an SDBR can be seen in Exhibit 7-53. Exhibit 7-53. Simplified drum buffer rope. When the market is the constraint, there are certain considerations that differ from instances of internal constraints. The drum is at shipping and is based on market needs. The rope connects the drum to the material release point, as in conventional DBR. The time buffer is only at shipping. This will result in a small bank of finished goods in front of shipping, which allows for a greater likelihood that the company will meet its ordered due dates. The SDBR assumes that all resources have sufficient protective capacity in the event of a higher than expected market demand. Based on the example in Exhibit 7-53, Resource C has the potential to become the first bottleneck if production were to increase. It therefore needs to be managed to ensure that it does not become an active bottleneck. An important way to address a market constraint is to get sales and marketing operations more involved. By doing this, the organization can come up with ways to increase sales volume and demand. One should remember that a market constraint does not preclude internal constraints from occurring. The market will, however, be the most important constraint to address. It is for this reason that the time buffer exists at shipping, as it allows for the manufacturer to address fluctuations in demand.